Elsa Sang Kung Fu. LSAT Kung Fu.
It's almost time. Welcome to Velocity LSAT and our LSAT Weekend special podcast. I'm Dave Hall. What a time to be alive. The air is buzzing with possibility. The time for greatness is upon us now. If you're one of my students, then I know you're ready for the test. Now let's make sure that you're also ready for the next couple of days. Let's take a minute and walk through expectations, what to bring and what to leave, and then we'll close this special edition with some words of encouragement. First, what to bring. It helps to have a list that you can check off. We've split our list into three parts. Part one, the four things you must have. Your driver's license, your test day ticket from lsac.org, print it the night before the test. Your passport photo and 12 sharpened number 2 pencils. No mechanical pencils are allowed. And by the way, if you need a passport photo, Walgreens. Part 2, the three things you should also have. A small bottle of water, a snack for the break, a banana, and a granola bar. An analog wristwatch. No digital timers are allowed. Part 3 are the three things that you may have. Tissues if you're prone to sniffles, Tylenol, take a preemptive dose if you find that you're prone to tension headaches, and a highlighter, although why anyone would want to switch between a pencil and a highlighter and back again during a test is beyond us. And then there's the things you're not allowed to bring. Mechanical pencils, butterfly knives, digital timers, earplugs, handguns, cell phones, ball peen hammers. So, with your list checked off, we can start thinking about what's ahead. This weekend is about having the opportunity to do something really great. Everything that you do for the next few days should be in service of getting into the mental space most conducive to kicking the test in the nuts. Here's a suggestion for your final weekend prep. Tomorrow and Sunday, plan for 2 possible study sessions, one in the morning and one in the evening. These will be short sessions, 1 or 2 test sections for each session. View each session as an opportunity to succeed. It's not a learning exercise anymore. In the morning, take a section or two back to back, grade them. If you do well, and at this point you know what well means for you, then relax, you're done for the day, spend some time reviewing any misses, but reward your performance with a pat on your back because you've earned it. If, however, you do less than your expectations, remind yourself that the evening will bring another chance for success. Spend some time thinking about where your mistakes came from and reconfirm what you will do in your evening session to overcome. If your evening session goes well, reward yourself with a frosty beer and get a good night's sleep. If your evening session goes poorly, remind yourself that tomorrow will give you the chance for redemption. Study your miscues and plan for a morning session that will erase the bad performance of the night before. Sunday, repeat these exercises, keeping your focus on gliding through the work, knowing that success brings rewards and failure brings the opportunity for future success. On the morning of the test, expect that there will be nerves and maybe moments of full-on panic. But congratulations, I mean, this means that you are human. The test is a big deal, and you know it, and your body knows it too. You cannot stop the nerves by asking them politely to leave, but you can trust your training, know the nerves are coming, watch them come toward you, move over you, and pass. The nerves do not define you. What you do in their face is what says who you are. This is a chance for you to rise to the occasion, to meet the moment, make yourself proud. And that's your weekend. Now, a few words just for my students, in whom I am tremendously pleased, of whom I am incredibly proud. I think I want some music for this next part. Oh yeah, Shaft. Listen, you guys can do this. Think about all you've accomplished so far. Remember what your very first game section was like? Yeah, what's that like now? And this is true for every section of the test. You have a system in place and you know how to use it. You are smart, as sharp as knives, and you have the tools and the training to do the work and earn the reward. You are calm and you are present. You are capable and you are flexible. Your mind is lithe as a dancer, quick as a blade, taut like a coiled snake. I wouldn't want to be the LSAT when you walk in the room. Remember that you have all the time in the world, all the time you need. Read as though you cared about the information. Reason as though you were distant from it all. Attack as though your career rested on the outcome. Leave no room for excuses, no need for doubt. Let's go ahead and stretch this out all the way now, over the top. You will have the grace and patience of a seasoned warrior. You'll have blood in your teeth. You will breathe in through your nose and out your mouth fire will come. You're the police. King Kong ain't got shit on you. Look around that room. Is there any way that any of those people can begin to touch your training, your knowledge, your plan and execution? This is a good weekend. This is the start of something great. Monday is coming and you will be ready. You already are. Now, go out there and take what belongs to you.